Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
On air and off the leash.
On Talk Radio.
Thanks. Loads of people tweeted me this story, but actually I saw this story myself. The Russian boffins are claiming they've got the best robot ever, right? And it's at some kind of science expo. And it's this robot, and it can dance, and it can talk, and it can do all of this kind of stuff, and its movements are so realistic, so human-like. And then it was on a news bulletin and talking to some students, and these students were impressed, but the camera was unfortunately shooting from sort of behind and to the side, and the helmet wasn't quite big enough. You could see skin under there.
You could see skin and hair.
You could see a neck and you could see some hair. There was a bloke in there.
There was obviously a bloke in there. From the way it was, quote unquote, dancing. It was dancing like a bloke in a suit.
What were they thinking? What were they trying to... Who were they? Well, they were trying to... I think apparently these robots are for sale as well. But do you get the man that comes with it?
But he comes from... Then it transpires he comes from like an... He comes from an entertainment background. Like he goes and does parties like that.
So was this a scam then? This is a joke then?
I don't know whether it was... They're saying that they never meant to come across like he was a real robot. People just assumed it. But it was at a tech conference. So I think it's an understandable mistake. They did give a talk about him.
Oh, man. Here's the thing about robots. They're crap. Bought my son a robot. I bought my son a robot last year. This year, my youngest son is getting a robot from Father Christmas. Thank you very much indeed. And it's the one that's kind of doing the adverts. It's a truck, and it can lift. You can control it on your phone and download an app and stuff like that.
Of course, so it's like the modern version of Big Tracks.
Yeah. Of course, in the adverts, it looks huge. It's about the size of that mouse.
Oh,
it's probably a little bit smaller than that mouse. It's not a right. Well, it's arrived in the North Pole. It is tiny, and it won't do anything. It would be rubbish, you know. The robot my boy got last year, that's a bit rubbish, you know. But he really wants it, and I'm in a position, luckily enough, where I can communicate directly with Father Christmas, and it can be sorted.
My girls always want those kind of, walking, crawling babies and walking dogs and things. But we've got carpet. I said, so what are you going to see in the kitchen?
I've got wood in the floor, and the boys have got flooring boards at home. But also as well, I know that a lot of this stuff that we buy is crap. I'm happy to keep that tradition going. You don't spend thousands on the boys. We spend what we can afford. We spend a little bit less than we could afford, actually. We could afford to spend quite a lot more on them, and we don't. And I know a lot of it is crap, but...
They're little, right?
They're little.
And I get it. You know, having seen my 10-year-old, we went to see Father Christmas again this year. And it's not just to kind of go in and sit next to him and have your picture taken. They have a whole kind of workshop thing going on, and they sing songs and stuff with elves. And my youngest was bang into it, as she always is. And the great thing is, I mean, obviously, it's the same Father Christmas every year.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
we've got photographic proof it's the same fella. My eldest wasn't as into it this year. She was a bit kind of embarrassed and self-conscious. And so that time when Christmas is...
Don't last.
Is a kind of... free for all, and it's nuts and magical and stuff.
You get eight years.
If that.
If you're lucky.
If that. Unless you get a bigger kid ruining it.
And also as well, here's the thing as well. You know, the kids are going through a divorce, so of course, what do parents do? We buy stuff. We know that's not the solution. We know mm-hmm. that's not going to solve any spiritual void in their life. But you buy stuff because you think, I want to do something physical that will improve their lives. I'm going to buy stuff. Of course, I know that. My wife knows that. The boys know that isn't, having more plastic around them isn't going to solve anything. But feels like a short term. I feel guilty about the fact that my marriage has ended. So one of the ways that we as humans try and assuage our guilt,
good word.
Thank you. Is buying stuff, and it's nuts, and it doesn't make any logical sense. But that's what we're doing. But also, the boys are going to have our kids are lucky, so they're now going to have kind of two Christmases. They're going to have a great Christmas with my wife, and they're going to see her family. Then they're going to come to me for a few days, and my sister's going to come over. Christmas part deux. So and you know, we talk to them and we explain that Christmas isn't. But they're kids, man. Let them enjoy Christmas. Let them enjoy it. So I say, I don't know quite what the point of that was, but I was getting somewhere. Good evening, Josh.
Hello.
Hello, Josh.
Hello. Sorry, you'll excuse me. I'm a little bit nervous. First time calling in. Been listening for a while and all that.
Hey, nice one, man. Well, thank you for picking up the phone, and it's appreciated. And I'm nervous every night because I'm worried that Catherine's going to spit at me, as she often does.
Wow.
It's true. But it's nice to talk to you, man. What do you want to say?
Oh, well, I mean, Sorry, you have to excuse me. I'm walking home, so there might be a little bit of noise in the background.
Are you drunk?
No, I've just finished work.
Oh, okay. Right. Quite often we get the drunk.
The pub walk.
Yeah, the pub walk.
Oh, I know. Okay, I know. Right. I hear that a lot.
Right.
But I normally listen, because I work shift work, sometimes I listen to the show live, sometimes I listen to the podcast. But I've been listening since, I think it was the Adam Buxton podcast you were on.
Oh, gosh.
I'm sure you were on that.
That was 2 years ago, mm-hmm. I think, now, wasn't it? Coming up to. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, well, I remember hearing you on that and kind of picked up listening from there.
But hey, nice
I kind
one.
Of
Thank
wanted
you.
To. The thing is it's been a bit of a weird year for me. It's been a great year in ways. I got married this year. And all that kind of nice stuff. But it was also a year where I realised I was maybe not as mentally well as I thought I was.
Yeah.
And One of the things that helped me kind of realise it was this show. I'm actually from Dunstable. I'm currently living in Luton, but that is not really any better. But no.
Be careful. I think you're about to get mugged by a moped rider. I can hear something. Imagine if the phone got snatched off him then.
Gosh.
I know.
It didn't.
A thing came through my door from the Bedfordshire Wellbeing Service.
Yeah. Oh.
And it was like a flyer and... That was one of the things that prompted me to pick up the phone and speak to somebody. I've been through a course of CBT, which honestly was not really for me. It was a group session. Which
yeah.
Was, considering when they kind of like, when I had my triage call and they went through my scores, and one of the things I kind of suffered with is anxiety, specifically social anxiety.
So, when they put you in a group.
Wow.
I was like, cool, thanks for that.
Just imagine them writing that down and going, yeah, never mind, let's just ignore that bit.
Oh, mate, I'm sorry.
No. But, I mean, it was a victory for me because I managed to get through it.
Yeah,
so.
Well done.
And I've been on medication for the last 3 weeks, and it's just started to maybe have a positive impact on me.
They say it takes about 3 weeks. They say 3 weeks is kind of the turning point in terms of pills kicking in.
Yeah, so I had like a checkup this morning before work with the doctor and just kind of decided to carry on for a little while and see what happens.
Hey, nice one, man. Well, that sounds like a very sensible plan. You got a leaflet through the door from the council about...
Yeah, it was like...
Wow, that's great.
I mean, it was a really good thing. It wasn't the thing that prompted me to... It wasn't the thing that made me realise I had issues.
No, but still.
It was kind of... I've played in band since I was like 15. And so I've always kind of made my own music and recorded whatever. And I kind of looked back at some of the stuff I wrote at the end of last year and went, well, that sounds like somebody who's not in a good space.
Oh, man.
I was like, yeah. And then, like, there were some changes at work and I kind of took a week off work and didn't really know why I wasn't able to go to work. I didn't really know why I wasn't able to get up and physically go.
Mm.
And I think it was just, you know... a culmination of a lot of years. I think I've had a lot of anxiety and depression for years, but I've never really looked at it. I just assume that's what everybody felt
like. Do you know
what?
That's an excellent way of describing it, of I couldn't get up, but I didn't know why.
Yeah.
That's a great way of describing the ennui, the melancholy. You know?
Oh, definitely.
And it's
easy,
and I can completely get why...
Is this your water?
Yeah, can I have some help yourself. I can completely get why you don't realise until you hear someone else mirroring it, because it's not like one day you were fine and the next day you felt crap. You go, this is different. It's a slow decline, isn't it? You sort of drift into it.
It is. And the thing is as well, I found, and I know I don't want to be all woe is me, because as a white male, I'm pretty much the most privileged group there is. But as a man, it's very difficult to talk about mental health sometimes.
Mm. Yeah.
And I've always found, because I'm about as beta male as you can get, I find that I've always found talking about these things with women a lot easier, and just I kind of forced myself to put up a big post on Facebook just to kind of rid myself of the shame of it. I still feel
wow, well done.
A bit of shame now and again.
Yeah.
You know.
But the shame is also, it's part of it is societal, and partly that's the disease is shaming you. It wants you to keep quiet. It wants you to stay quiet, because if you start making a noise about it, then you're on the road to getting well.
Exactly.
Josh, I have to go because I'm late for the news. But you got married this year. Is everything going all right there?
Yeah, wonderful.
Wicked.
Wonderful. Been together 10 years.
Oh,
this
man.
Year.
Brilliant. Hey, thanks so much for giving us a call, Josh. Call again, won't you?
Cool. I will do. Thank you.
Thank you, man. Bye-bye. What a nice guy. Got a leaflet from the council. That's incredible. What a nice bloke. Thank you, Josh. This is the Late Night Alternative on Talk Radio.
Christmas on Talk Radio.
Merry Christmas!
When do we get paid?
Talk Radio.
Would you like to pull my cracker?
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, you! Are you mad for I'm a Celebrity? Are you crazy for critters? Can you not wait for the next Bush Tucker trial? Then you need to listen to Jungle VIP, the daily podcast that gives you all the goss straight from the jungle floor. I'm Jamie East, and every day I'll be bringing you reaction from the latest episode of I'm a Celebrity. I'll be talking to campmates from past series, hearing directly from the outback, and setting stars my very own Bush Tucker trials. It'll be free to listen to every single morning. All you got to do is search for Jungle VIP on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your favourite podcast app. And make sure you subscribe to never miss an episode. Jungle VIP. Better than eating a kangaroo's...
Experience the unconventional.
Evening, boss.
The unpredictable.
What's happening?
And the completely unorthodox.
Exactly.
With rule-free Ian Lee. The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
I've got no internet for the last 4 days.
On Talk Radio.
0344 499 1000. Good evening, Nick.
Hello, Ian. How you doing?
That's none of your business.
Oh, yeah.
I might record saying that so I can hit a button, because it's actually quite annoying having to say it all the time. But, yeah. Go on, Nick, what you got, mate?
Yeah, well, that's just a pleasant, polite way of saying hello, isn't it? You know,
well, just say
it. Don't really want to know. It's just
well,
like,
exactly.
Hi, how are you? You're right.
Yeah, but and that's my polite way of saying, let's cut to the chase.
Yeah, All right. Yeah. I went to the hospital Monday. I had a skin cancer test.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, no, it was all right. I can say that now.
What were the questions hard? It's a joke. I'm trying to lighten up a tense atmosphere here.
Yeah. No, I was just thinking, before you go, I thought, I don't want to go, you know. And then you go, if I didn't go, my mum and my I've got a couple of sisters, they'd never forgive us, like, do you know what I mean? But you feel like bottling out.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. You were worried that they were going to say you got skin cancer and you're going to die in 6 months.
No, I was more worried about my mum, it's me 50-odd, saying, well, what happened? And I say, oh, I didn't go. It's like, oh, you know.
Oh, well, you're worried you're going to get told off. All right, yeah.
Well, it's good that you get these things checked out. But
of course it is.
I'm not an hypochondriac. That's what I said to the doctor. I bet they get that all the time.
Yeah, right? be glad you're not. Apparently it's fatal.
Well, I mean, it's not the worst of them, but these things need to get checked out.
Do some of my best material. But you're all right, are you, Nick? You got the all clear?
Yeah. Like I say, it was these things, you feel guilty. You feel guilty when you get the all clear. You say, look, before you go, I don't mean to waste your time, but the doctor, you know, I was referred from doctors and another hospital go. They weren't like, I just turned up. I remember... changed tack a bit coming up to Christmas, but I got divorced about 15 years ago. I got two kids.
Yeah.
And the first Christmas I remember on my own, as it were, I went to Amsterdam with a couple of mates, like Christmas Day.
Wow. You know. Cheeky.
Yeah, and I'm not saying there's any... I've got two daughters, and then, like, I've got them Russian hamsters. You've got them kittens, haven't
you?
Is that a euphemism?
Is that...
It's an actual animal.
I've got an old cat and I've got two kittens that at the moment are living under the sofa and refuse to come out while I'm in that room.
Yeah, neat. Yeah, they're lovely kittens. Yeah.
I love them. Although I wish they'd stop smashing my house up. But there you go. That's one. I don't wish it actually. It means they're alive and they're having fun. But see,
what colour are they then?
One is black and one is primarily black with some splodges of white. And they're stunners. Yeah, absolute stunners.
Oh, they're cool, yeah. I've lived with 9 cats before. Yeah, I like cats.
Yeah.
We kept them as kittens and then you just sort of gradually, but you for a few months, yeah.
What did you...
They're soothing.
Here's what everyone wants to know, Nick, is what did you do on Christmas Day in Amsterdam?
Oh, well, that's the thing, you can never remember. I remember on the red light bit, it was like Clapham Junction. People rallying here and there and everywhere, you know, it was like really busy.
Yeah.
No, we just did the usual bits, you know, the grasshopper and the... It's good. We had a Christmas dinner. My mate was sick as a dog. He had this free bird Christmas dinner from this hotel.
Now, that is a euphemism, right? Come on, give me that one. A free bird Christmas dinner is a euphemism.
Yeah, I suppose. It's good fun. But, yeah, it's good to chill out when you have a break like that. But you've got a long... journey ahead, man. I'll phone up in different stages.
Thank you, mate. I appreciate that. No, genuinely, I would appreciate it if you do, because it's weird, isn't it? It's weird, and I know that the divorce is probably going to come through. I think it's going to come through just before Christmas.
Really, that quick? The cream night?
It's been going on quite a while.
About 2 years, 2.5 years, 3 years tops, perhaps.
Yeah, something like.
Anyway,
that.
Yeah, but
all right.
You go through like the first year's a virgin one, and the second year you're like a teenager. Again, for 2 or 3 years, you'll see. Anyway.
Thank you, Nick.
Watch this space. Good luck. Bye.
Cheers, mate. Good luck. Watch this space. Good luck. Hey, I remembered. Was it Josh who was telling us about the leaflet that came through his door? Was his name?
Yeah.
Well, I got a letter I got 4 letters from Slough Council about the flat that I was living in for 2 years. Council tax. I'm thinking I'm up to date on that. And I was out. I told them I was out. And one letter said, you owe £64 for this. Like I said, you are £120 for this. You are £15 for this. Mm. And you are £50 for this. I thought, flipping it, man. I suppose I've got to pay it. Jeez. And so I phoned them up and I said, "What? I'm a bit disappointed. They changed the banding.
Right.
Retrospectively, they changed the banding.
Should be lowering it, surely.
And I phoned them up and I said, "What is this, man? This isn't great. And I said, but I'll pay it. She went, okay, let me have a look at your details. She went, oh, no, 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 that's, you don't have to pay that. That's a rebate.
Oh.
That's a rebate. We lowered your council tax retrospectively. So I've got like about 225 quid coming back from the council tax.
I was going to say that.
How does that happen?
That place.
It was a dump. But
I had a nerve charging anything for that.
I would exactly. But that was. Who's ever moved out of a property and then 3 or 4 months later got four letters saying, yeah, we owe you a few quid actually from the council? That's incredible, isn't it? That's not bad. It's a little Brucey bonus, that is. Let's go to Mark. Good evening, Mark.
Hello, Ian. How are you, mate?
That's none of your business.
I've been listening to, I'm catching up on podcasts, and I just listened to one about that poor chap who was living in his car.
Oh, Billy, yeah,
and,
yeah.
Yeah, and then the next one was that man David, whose wife Sarah passed away. And
yep.
Like,
yep.
You know, it's just like, I don't know, I moan about the slightest things, and then you just hear something like that and you just think how lucky you are, you know?
Here's the thing. We're still allowed to moan about us not having any milk in the fridge. And we're still allowed to moan about, you know, some idiot cutting you up. We're allowed to do that because that's kind of what makes us human. And those are the things that keep us ticking over. And I know exactly what you're saying. Both of those calls have kind of resonated with me and Kath in quite deep and different ways. And it does put everything into perspective. Of course it does. And it highlights the randomness of this of life. But we're still allowed to whinge about the small things.
Because it's we work within the limits of our experience, right? So, you know, if you imagine your feelings and the worst you've ever felt about something and the worst thing that's ever happened to you, well, we're all working on a different kind of spectrum, aren't we? Until something terrible happens and then you realise that you're a lot stronger than you realise and all that other stuff didn't matter. But it's a bit like with my kids at the moment. My 10-year-old is coming to me with a lot of like kind of almost teenage problems, like the sort of relationship thing she's having with her friends and stuff. And it's really easy to kind of disregard it and go, do you know what? You're going to be best mates tomorrow. Ignore her or whatever. But to her, that's quite a dramatic thing that's happening to her. And I've got to bear that in mind, that I'm talking to someone for whom this might be the worst thing that's happened to them all year, you know?
Of course, yeah. I mean, it resonated with me because, I mean, you're both parents. I'm a parent, and I can't even imagine what it'd be like to tell my 8-year-old about that his mum wasn't there. Do you know what I mean? I can't even. When I think about with the conversation I've had, I just can't do it. It just goes straight out of my head. I really felt for him, you know.
Yeah, no. Well, that's because you're a decent bloke, Mark. That you were able to empathise with that, and you're right, and. You know, like I say, there's some family that we sort of know where they're going to have to tell their 7-year-old son soon. You know, it's random. This is the thing that hit me today, Mark. Is the randomness of it? It's random.
Oh yeah, definitely, yeah. Anyway, Ian, listen, keep up the good work, my friend.
Thank you, Mark.
Cheers.
Tutty bye. 0344 499 1000. Hey, listen, it's not just me and Kath that do radio shows on this station. There are other people. Like this person.
Tales of mystery and imagination on the radio show that does things differently.
Dolly Parton, I listen to a record all day long.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
I'm a nut job, but not that kind of nut job.
On Talk Radio.
Honest to God, it's the new Breaking Bad.
Oh no!
Good evening, Ian. Good evening, Catherine.
Good evening to you.
Good evening again, once again.
You were speaking about Barbara Streisand earlier, Catherine and Ian, weren't you?
Yeah, I was actually thinking of you while I was watching
Barbara Streisand
documentary because she had an affair with Omar Sharif. Oh. Did you know that?
Serious?
Yeah, she gave him one.
Because they played in Funny Girl, didn't they?
Apparently he said...
Funny Girl?
He said when he first met her, he thought she was ugly and then he fell in love with her.
Really?
He's the definition of swarthy, isn't he?
Oh, he's gorgeous.
Oh, God, you that article, he's 10 times better than that.
Sorry?
He's more gorgeous than that.
Wow.
Seriously.
And he's got the old bottom tickler as well, hasn't he?
What?
What's a bottom tickler?
His moustache.
Is that what
it's called? No, he hasn't got a moustache, actually. He's clean shaven.
It's not called a bottom tickler. That's the sanitised version of it.
Oh, I see.
Actually, Susan, he had a moustache for a very long period of his career.
No, I think we're talking about Mr. Electricity.
I'm talking about Omar Sharif, you muppet.
Oh, I want to talk to you quickly because you're going soon. About
we're going in 26 minutes,
yeah,
woman.
Yeah, but that's quick.
Okay. You'll be going quicker. Trust me.
Well, I know I will because you're always getting rid of me. That's all right.
You'll be used to it by now with your history of men.
Oh, stop it.
Yentl, I saw in London in the 80s. It was absolutely fantastic.
So you're quite old.
Well, I'm not young.
No, it's fine. She was about to tell me off, and then she realised that me speaking the truth.
No, I wouldn't tell you. I only tell you off if I need to. She
52.
Played the part of a young
52.
Boy.
I know, it's
shut up, Ian. I'm not going to tell you.
So,
it doesn't matter.
So, no, it doesn't matter. So, in that case, you just are you 52? Yes or no?
No.
Are you older than 52?
Oh, for goodness sake!
Yes, she's older. 56. Catherine. And she claims she looks like Sherry Lungi.
Catherine.
Yes, my darling.
Yentl, Barbara Streisand, she plays the part of a young man.
I've got the film. Papa, can you hear me?
Oh, beautiful.
Yentl, Radio Rental.
Very beautiful. And she's very, very... Have you seen the film, Catherine?
Yes.
You've got it. Have you?
I own it, yes. I love that film.
Don't you think she's clever?
She's amazing. That film would never have happened if she hadn't persisted.
Exactly. But she, and her father was telling us she was crap all the time and hopeless, wasn't he? She didn't have a very good life.
No.
Initially. I didn't know her mother, Sharif.
No, I didn't I watched that documentary. It's a BBC 4 one. See if you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
I don't do iPlayers. I think she's got a beautiful
voice. Be quiet then and let's listen to it.
Okay.
Shut up.
Okay.
Be quiet.
Shh. Papa.
Where is it?
It's Platt. You just ruined it.
Susan, can you hear me?
Well, I'm listening for the song.
He was playing.
Ian can get it on.
I had it on. I got it up.
Oh, yes.
Oh, beautiful. Beautiful.
Yeah, yeah. Take it down, Barbara Streisand, Barbara Esch, go have it now. What, nearly swore then? I nearly did my usual...
I know exactly what you were going to say.
I did my usual swear.
She has got... She is very... I think in her youth, she was very, very attractive.
So you're saying she's ugly, really... ugly as an old woman? That's a bit rude.
No, I haven't seen her for ages, but I'm sure she's not ugly. But as a youngster, she was absolutely stunning, I think. Did you see...
Be quiet. Here's something you don't hear very often at all. No one has ever heard. People have heard it, but no one listens to this. This doesn't get played anymore, this version of this. Shush. No one plays this version. Oh, Jesus.
Oh,
you don't bring
me flowers. Oh, yeah, I've heard of that.
Shut up. You don't sing me. It's not her and Neil Diamond, or just Neil. It's her. You hardly talk to me anymore. Shush now.
When you come through the door at the end.
Shut up then. Stop ruining it.
I remember.
You couldn't wait. La la. You played with my la la. Did you just sing you played with my la la? I played with your wing wang. La la.
Left notes in the electricity box.
I want to tell your girlfriend you're a pig. You used my back door and have mirrors on your ceiling. Oh, Ma Sharif, come make love to Susan again.
Guess what I was thinking today?
69.
Whoa!
No.
I made myself laugh at the speed of that.
Are you guessing her age still?
Catherine.
Yes.
I was missing it today.
Were you?
Yeah. Oh. I was missing it. I was thinking about it quite a lot.
Well, gosh, I bet you were. Well done for holding off.
Yeah, I've got to.
Yeah.
I've really got to.
Just tell yourself not today. No Omar Sharif today.
Yes, you said take it daily, didn't you?
Yeah. Well, don't.
Very good advice.
It. Yeah, exactly.
I just want to ask Ian something before he gets rid of me.
Yes. Mm. Ian, she wants to ask you something.
Where is Ian?
This is a recording using a device that we planted in Susan's house.
earlier today.
Oh.
Susan?
Sounds a bit like me, doesn't it?
And fair play to Mark, because he's wanted to hit the dump button 10 times in the last 5 minutes, and he's resisting. Well done.
You think that? He's not stopped. He's in...
Look, can you not do that? Because it's making me want it.
Yeah,
and I
stop.
Okay. Catherine, tell Ian not to do that.
Stop,
please.
That's like dangling a bucket full of water in front of a thirsty woman.
Ian, I want to ask you a question.
Stop it.
Oh. Ian? Oh, turn it off.
Keep saying my name while I play this. Go.
No, I'm not doing that.
Oh.
Oh, Ian, deeper.
All right, that's enough.
Well,
they're a bit fruity,
retract.
Yes, Susan,
deeper,
what would you like?
Baby.
What would you
deeper.
Like? To... No, okay, thank you. You're a horrible lady. Go away. Apologies for that.
You started that.
I didn't.
She told you to stop. Well, you know what she's like? She's an insatiable
woman. I was trying
woman.
To finish it, but I just couldn't. look, after the break, it's Nigel from Maidstone.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Paul Ross at one. I had nowhere to go with that. Paul Ross is on at one.
It's a fact. Deal with it.
It's a fact, kids. Have you done... I don't know. I've been talking a lot tonight and I realised maybe you've not... You feel underused. Do you feel underused tonight?
I don't require using every night. Unlike some people.
Let's go... speaking of which... It's the king of the front and back talcum powder massages. It's Nigel.
Oh, yes.
Oh, Nigel.
Oh, yes, faster, Catherine, faster.
God, you're making me over his shrivel.
Oh, Catherine, stop, Catherine.
Oh, my God.
Sorry about that, Ian.
It's okay. I was enjoying watching.
Carry on.
Dirty pervert.
Carry on.
Even the Queen likes a bum.
Now, Nigel, gosh.
I've got to tell you a story in a
You've
minute.
You've been genuinely funny. That's surprised me.
I've been looking at your videos on YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
The ones that I'm in, most of them.
Of course. The ones
with Sadie and Nigel. Yeah, have you seen that one?
No.
The one where I sing the Kylie song, especially for you.
Okay, I don't. Okay.
I put it on my Facebook. Maybe you can look sometime. I've just updated it on my Facebook. It's quite a funny one actually, because you didn't believe I had a girlfriend, and we were talking about her, you know, sort of.
Still not convinced.
I can't go into it anyway.
Why? She just wear jeans all the
well.
Time.
She's not been well, my Sadie. She's had trouble with her lungs. She's had to pop in and out of hospital because I think she smokes a lot.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, but I saw her today, though. She wasn't too bad today, but she has
been... evaluate any of the property in your house?
No, I saw her in town. She hasn't been over, but I saw her in town.
Okay. What are you doing Christmas Day, Nige?
Pardon?
What are you doing Christmas?
I'm hoping to come on the radio on New Year's Eve, and she's supposed to be coming Christmas Eve.
Okay.
But, I forgot. Oh, yeah, tomorrow night I'm going to ring up earlier and sing you the Titanic song, which I haven't done before.
Look out, there's a nice burger here, we're going to hit it, but the ship's on sinkable. That one?
The one, every night in my dreams I see you, I feel you. That's a good one.
Tomorrow night, Nigel, between 10 and 1, we are taking calls straight to air. So if I see your name pop up on the screen, you're going straight on. And we're going to sing Titanic.
I was looking at you on Good Morning Britain, because I'm not awake. I'm usually sleeping.
Good Morning
Britain's
got talent.
On YouTube.
Yep.
You did very well on TV.
Thank you, mate. That's very kind.
Talking about different subjects and things. Yep. You're very good at talking to the camera, aren't you?
Well, yeah.
I mean, you're better than the other presenters, to be honest.
I think so as well. I don't know why they don't give me a permanent gig there. I think I'm bloody good at it.
Do that, the Good Morning Crew. Kate Galloway, I met her personally when she was cycling.
Yep.
And she was with Mike Debbams, because I used to do TVS in Maidstone. Did she tell you that she used to do TVS?
She didn't mention TVS. I mean,
no,
it was a bit busy because she was presenting a TV show. Didn't mention TVS. She did mention you, though.
She'd met me.
She mentioned that, yeah.
On cycling, yeah. Yeah.
She told me about that.
I met her at Headcourt Aerodrome,
yeah.
And so she's a very nice lady, Kate Galloway. She's a lot older now. She was. This is going back about...
Oh, she's very, very old. I think, I've got to say, Kate Galloway, I think, is one of the most beautiful women on television. I'll tell you what, she's so lovely. Everybody on that show, Ben Shepherd, Kate... Susanna Reid, yeah. Charlotte, and I've not really had many dealings with Pierce, but those ones,
Morgan.
They're all delightful. Really, really lovely people. Ben Shepherd is a real revelation. Mm. What a nice guy.
He's very good at presenting.
He's great. He's buff as well, man. He's stacked.
I think he's been on there a long time, hasn't he?
Yeah, long time.
10 years or more.
Mm. Long time.
I used to watch him when I was younger.
You couldn't watch him when you're older, yeah, have you?
No, because I'm still 60. Anyway, so I was going to tell you something, I'll save it for tomorrow night.
Oh,
it must be getting on for 1 o'clock now.
Yeah, it's getting on for 1 o'clock.
So I've got a new collection of videos, films on my Facebook, if anyone
Dirty
wants
boy.
To look. And a couple of yours, and some of them on the radio, Sadie and Nigel on the radio.
Nice one,
and,
well, good for you, man, well done.
So I'm very pleased that you recorded them. Are you going to record me if I come on tomorrow night?
Probably not. No, well, not with video.
Well, video, I mean.
No.
YouTube.
No, we don't do that now.
You don't do it every time I come on, do you?
We don't do it now.
Have I got time to tell you something funny?
Yeah, sure, why not? We've got 10 minutes.
I go to Tunbridge a lot, you know, to get shopping. Obviously, what do you call it now?
Shops.
Anyway, shopping centre. Waitrose.
Yes.
Do you go to Waitrose?
I've been to Waitrose, yes, I do know.
It's a very good place, isn't it?
Great shop. Stuff. Great shop.
And I go into a restaurant. I've got a man following me who's about 60, who's very fond of me. He's like a bit of a mental case. I won't say what his name is, but he's okay if you stay on the right side of him. But he followed me outside the restaurant after a cup of coffee and said, "Would you like to have sex with me?" I said, "No, because I don't know him."
Is that because you don't know him? Okay.
He said he wants it up the bum. I couldn't believe what he said. And he said that to me a couple of times, actually, but I've just walked away.
It's
funny, isn't it?
It's a funny old world.
It's a funny thing to say, though, isn't it? To say to somebody. But I thought we must have a...
Funny thing to say to recount to a radio host in an anecdote form.
Well, I had to laugh, you know, because that's the first time I've had someone say to me, "Could you give me one?"
Okay, right. We know what you said.
Yeah.
Okay, but you weren't tempted because you don't know him.
No, I don't know him. No. He sees me in the street, but I don't know him personally. No.
Okay. Well, just be careful.
Should I report him to the police? It's not. I don't think I want to really.
Well, then you don't want to report him, or you don't want to do it.
For him, because he's a very lonely person.
Do you feel, when he asked you that, did you feel threatened?
No, because I just agreed with him, I'll see you tomorrow.
Well, don't agree with him too much.
No, I said I'll see you tomorrow, and of course he didn't turn up. But you do get people like it, don't you? You've got to sort of, live with it, really.
Well, if go on, Kath.
Not if he's making you feel uncomfortable.
Yes, he is bothering me rather a lot when I do go to the town. Yeah,
right,
he's bothering me quite a lot.
And have you told him? Then you must say to him, Nigel.
I don't like to be rude to people.
Well, he's been a bit rude to you.
He has been a little.
And
bit
he'd
rude.
Like to be ruder.
He's been rude to me, but if he's from a home or something, he's a bit mental. He can't help it, can he?
Well, yes, yeah. Listen, we're kind of chuckling, but actually you're raising a really interesting point.
Mm.
Yeah, he may not be able to help it, but if it is making you feel uncomfortable and making you feel unsafe, whether he can help it or not is actually irrelevant. If you don't feel good about it, then you are well within your rights to go to the police.
I'll just keep away from him.
Well, and you've also...
It's an option.
You've got the right to say no to him and tell him that you're not interested, and could you please stop that?
Yeah, I think he's a lonely person, but he... You shouldn't really be so rude, but never mind.
No.
You sound as though you're very saddened by it, Nige.
Well, other people say I should report him to the police, but I just feel sorry for him, really.
I think the first step is telling him to pack it in.
Mm.
I do, but he still comes on to me next time he sees me. Like, he'll stop me in the street and say the same things, you know, come with me or something.
Where does he live on his own? Does he live
I think he lives in a home for elderly people.
Right.
So that's, I don't know the situation.
Listen, Nigel, you never have to do or say anything you don't want to do.
Because I said to him, I'm not gay, you see, because he thought I was gay. And I said, I'm not gay. And I couldn't get rid of him. And then I just had to walk away.
I think. And if you walk away, does he follow you or does he stay there?
No. He does sometimes try to follow me, but I get away quick on my bike.
Then I would suggest don't even talk to him. Mm. Just walk away. If he follows you, you can say very loudly, leave me alone.
I think I should report him to the special police that are walking the streets, you know.
Well, if you see a police officer there while it's happening, then definitely.
But then I don't want him arrested if he's mental or something.
Well, I mean, I know what you mean. That's not a word that we tend to use for people like that, but we all know what you mean.
Well, the other thing is, Nigel, he may be doing it to other people. So
who aren't quite as clued up as you are.
He might say it to other people. Yeah, he might.
All right.
You could tell the
it's a mental health issue, isn't it, really?
Well, but that's irrelevant.
That's not your problem.
Yeah. No. Your problem is your safety.
Mm.
I would suggest don't get into conversations with him. Tell him no in a very loud, determined voice.
Yeah.
And if you get scared, then go into a shop and ask to phone the police. Or, you know, if you feel up to it.
It's harassment, isn't it?
It is harassment. Yes, harassment.
Harassment is right. Mm. You're wrong.
Harassment?
No, harassment.
Never mind.
You think it's Tweedledee and Tweedledum.
I'm right on this one.
All right, Nige. Thank you, mate.
Yeah.
Take care of yourself. We'll speak to you tomorrow.
I'll call you tomorrow night then.
Cheers, mate. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That's worrying, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's worrying.
But that's a very human reaction to feel uncomfortable and to think, oh, can I just make it go away by ignoring it?
Yeah.
I don't want to get him into trouble.
I've heard from a lot of vulnerable souls the last few shows. And I think it all ties in with what we were saying at the start of the show, that these are weird times we're living in.
Yeah.
These are really, really weird times that we are living in. And honestly, I think now more than ever, we need a radio show like this that is exceptional in its difference from everything else that's going on. It's not to knock what they did yesterday. Of course they had to do it. Yes, there was a strong chance we weren't going to have a prime minister as of last night. That's why they did that show, and I got it, and it's fine. I'm sure most of you, dear listeners, got it as well. But, you know, if we ever get taken off because they're doing another political show, I suspect it's going to happen at some point again soon. Do follow us on Twitter because we sometimes do alternate things. We were on Twitch last night. twitch.tv/IanLee playing silly video games. We might do a little Periscope or a little YouTube or we might all go around to Paul Ross's house and break in while he's over here working and steal his food and sleep in his bed.
Yeah.
That's what we might do.
Yeah.
Who's been sleeping in Paul Ross's bed?
Us again.
It's a TV show. Come in, Paul Ross. How you doing, man?
Be easy to ask who hasn't slept in my bed.
Rossi.
Experience the unconventional.
Evening, boss.
The unpredictable.
What's happening?
And the completely unorthodox.
Exactly.
With rule-free Ian Lee. The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
I've got no internet for the last 4 days.
On Talk Radio.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.